Hello, welcome to episode one of The Outbreak.
Good lord.
This is episode 348 of Sprague and Say Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our very weird week in geek.
I know, I get married, the world ends.
We obviously took a week off.
Yes.
Because Hammer got married.
I know, and if you notice, the post was actually on time this past week.
Because you posted it a week ahead.
I did.
Which was great.
Yeah.
So we did that End of the Generation episode, but now we're back with a...
We didn't know which End of the Generation we should have been talking about.
Now we're back with a new episode, and like, it's weird, we take 2 weeks off and like nothing happens in the world.
I know.
Which is depressing, and we're gonna have like nothing to talk about on this episode.
Yeah.
So we are back. It is episode 348. Normally on our even level, our benchmark episodes, we do like events.
Yeah.
That
may not happen.
We're gonna do an event for 350, but we're gonna postpone it a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you look at our episodes, you're gonna wonder where if Hammer actually
numbers them correctly.
You're gonna wonder where episode 350 is. We're gonna record it. We'll post 350. It'll be like our normal stupid, silly episodes, but we're gonna hold off for a few weeks and then get back to it.
Mm-hmm. Wait for this all to blow over.
So the first thing we're gonna do is go ahead and get into our
streaming.
We're gonna get to our movie review because we went and saw Outbreak. No, we didn't.
Was that planned?
No. I just started with O and it came out. We went and saw Onward, the new Disney Pixar movie. However, the we turned into just me.
Yes, I definitely did not get away from work this week.
So, I have seen Onward. I will give you a spoiler-free review. At some point, maybe Hammer will see it, especially since we'll get
to see about seeing it today. Maybe
we'll get into some nerd news that'll make that more of a possibility.
Yeah.
So Onward, what you've seen from the trailers is kind of what you get. There's two brothers that discover a magic staff. Essentially,
mm-hmm.
It's not really what happens, but that's what the trailers show, and it has the ability to summon their dead father for 24 hours. They go on a quest because they summon their father, but only half of their father.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on a quest, an epic quest, to basically find a spell to reanimate the other half of them so they can spend a day with their dad.
Yeah.
Who, one of them was very young when he died, and the other one was not born when he died.
Yeah, okay.
So we never got to meet him. That might be given a little bit away, but then not enough. It's set in a fantasy world of real world, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's very much a D&D type movie.
Okay.
Where this isn't Pixar's finest. It's good, not great.
Okay.
If you've never played D&D,
mm-hmm.
you probably won't like it, actually.
Hmm.
Because there's a lot of inside jokes that, like, D&D people get.
Yeah.
But if you don't play it, you might not understand the jokes.
Okay.
But it really is a D&D quest of, you know, you're fucking around doing things when you should be doing other things, and there's branching paths, and you're like, we should do this one, and the other party's like, no, we're gonna go do this one, and different things along those lines. It's very cute, but it's not great. And I still thought, I was like, okay, this is finally gonna be the Pixar movie where I don't cry at the end. And then it was all like, we still got you. And I was like, god damn it. I'm gonna say see it, but I don't hold it as high as I hold, you know, like Up or Bug's Life in my case, Brave, you know, there are the Wall-E, there are the great ones, and then there's the good ones, and this is down with the good ones.
What are some of the good ones that you'd compare this to or raise it above or below? If you have one above and one below.
I'd probably put it in the same level like Cars.
Okay.
Or what else have they done that's good, not great? Monsters Inc. is great. I've seen Ratatouille once. I think I need to see it again.
I like Ratatouille, but some people don't.
But I didn't love it when I saw it, so yeah. I'll put it with Ratatouille.
I never saw Good Dinosaur.
No, it's, but, I mean, everything's better than Good Dinosaur. Was Good Dinosaur okay at best?
The way I looked, like, it doesn't surprise me hearing that, because that matches up the way I looked at it. Like, mm-hmm. style-wise and aesthetic-wise, this doesn't feel like a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the new one, Soul, that one looks like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, this feels...
This one looks like the B-Team, almost like a Disney animation
studio. Kind of. This almost feels like what we've been afraid of with Disney, of, like, Disney coming in and be like, hey, why don't you make something like this? And Pixar's like, fine.
Yeah.
Where... We're gonna put everybody, like, Soul looks deep as fuck.
Dude.
And this one looks...
Well, including the farting pizza and stuff like that. But yeah.
But this one was fun, but it doesn't have that same... Like, it's missing that something.
So what I look at it, just looking at the trailer alone, it looks like every Pixar movie has a core, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that one does, about the parents, like, kids trying to find their parents kind of thing, like, in touch
with them. It's a movie about finding yourself.
But there's so much other shit going on that I feel like it distracts it from. Like, look at Zootopia. There's so much shit going on. Zootopia I like.
I like Zootopia.
I do too, but I mean, there's so much shit going on, it's easy to get distracted from the main core. Again, I'm saying it without seeing it. Yeah, just looking at the trailer.
It's good, not great. I'm going to say see it. You're going to like it. I didn't come out of there going, oh, that was a waste of my time. But I don't think it's one of those where I'm like, yep, I'm going to buy this as soon as I can. As soon as I can get my hands on this Pixar movie, I'm going to get this one. Like, this one was an okay trip.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's the trailer left me with.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, yeah, I say see Onward, but I don't think you need to rush out and see it, but you might need to.
Because they might be going shut down.
Before we get to any of that, we'll go ahead and get to our streaming review, which was brought to us by you, right?
No, you.
Did I do it?
Yeah, you did it.
Okay.
That's why you're so pissed.
Was brought to us by... I thought you did it, and that's why you hadn't seen it, and that's why I was so pissed.
Was it? Oh, it's been 3 weeks. That's...
Well, we're going to start over because we have a suggestion, so yes, we'll just start over. So, it was brought... to the table by one of us.
Yes.
Marriage Story, the movie on Netflix with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. I like how it starts. I really like how it starts out, where they're both reading basically love letters to each other.
By the way, I did watch the movie. I just want to put that out
finally.
There. So, yeah. Finally fast.
But I like how it started out where they're talking about how basically they fell in love with each other and everything they loved about each other. And it starts you out of like, okay, maybe they're working their way through what's going on. And then it's a gut punch for like 2 hours. It feels way longer than it is because it's so emotionally draining.
It is exhausting. Like, I watched this one in a lot of bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Fuck.
There's the one scene where they're arguing in his apartment. And it was so raw. But what I really liked about this is how raw they kept the movie and how real they did it. There's this part where she's talking to her lawyer for the first time, and she's blowing her nose and walks away and goes to the bathroom, and like, it's not a perfectly framed scene. Yeah. It's the way that humans would interact during a time like this, where she's, you know, blowing her nose, she's stuffy, she walks away, she's behind a wall, so she's kind of a little bit muffled.
You can still hear her. Yeah, you can hear that, and the sound even changes when she does it too.
But it's a really well directed movie that way, where it's directed as a real life movie instead of a movie that's on a soundstage, if that makes sense. I thought Adam Driver was great in this. I thought he was incredible in this.
I thought he, personally, of the two, I liked him better than Scarlett Johansson. I think he did a really good job. I don't think he was like drop down fantastic. I think between the two of them, though, like the scenes, especially when you see them interacting, and there's a couple of them you see where you can see the relationship, like where it starts, like you mentioned the beginning, where it starts you off on a really good front of, hey, this is what you need to know about these two characters. Mm-hmm. They were in love.
Right.
And then watch it go from there.
Right.
And you have to admit, like, just like with any, we've been through breakups.
Yeah.
It's never a linear story. Never once is it just like, hey, you do this. You always have regrets. You always have the holdbacks. You always have the tugs and pulls. One person's not in the same position as the other. And I liked how much the dichotomy was where she was fine, he was not. he was fine, she was not. And then, like, literally, because it's very fucking close to life. That's, I think, probably why this was so hard, is that, although I've never been through a divorce, don't want to be, just got married, don't want to be, but I've been through really serious and messy breakups,
yeah,
and it was, like you said, gut punch. There's a lot of reminders, yeah, and that's why it hit so hard.
And it's one of, like, there are parts where he has to be away from his family to work, and they're like, but you're away from your family. He's like, yeah, I gotta make money. And they're like, but you're away from your family. He's like, what do you want me to do? Be near my family? They're like, yeah. He's like, but then I can't work. And they're like,
that's your problem. Figure that out.
Yeah, and it's very true to kind of how divorce and especially custody with children kind of work of, what are you doing for the kid? Well, it's like, well, I'm working. But what are you doing for the kid? Well, I don't know. I have a job.
Yeah, I'm trying to provide a life. That and also the idea of, like, how you start off where she sets a tone with him that he's very much, like, the epitome, I guess, of, like, the parent between the two of those.
Right.
And then you see her, like, slowly become more that parent person for it. And it's just, I don't know, it was really fascinating. That point where he's just crying against her leg after he punches the wall kind of thing, dude, that's the scene you're talking
about. Where he's like, I wish you were dead. And he was like, oh, that's too far.
But it was real.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's that whole thing, and she's like, shit, because she, and then I liked bringing it back to the beginning where at the end he's reading the note with his son, or his son finds it and kind of reads it, and I'm like, you know what, it's not perfect, but I like that whole idea of, like, he's kind of like, oh, and it's probably best that they didn't read them back in the beginning, because he probably would have just used that as more fuel to keep it together,
right, but
there's a reason why they weren't good together and all that. It's just, I don't know, he talks about the idea that she mentions how he never breaks, and he did, like, so many times during that. Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie. It's probably Netflix's best movie that I've seen. That and Perfection are really, really good. So good.
This one is a lot more widespread, like, wide audience-wise, but I'm like, fuck yeah, go see this.
Yeah, I definitely recommend seeing this one. It was really good. It's on Netflix.
Don't watch it if you're newlywed. It's like watching Money Pit right before you buy a house, which I did do. Yeah. I make all the good choices.
I mean, I watched Final Destination the first time I went on a plane. So
Final Destination was playing when we went to go to freaking Spain. It was one of the things, but they cut out all the plane stuff.
So it's like 4 minutes long?
Well, he gets on a plane and then he wakes up. And he doesn't have the nightmare either. It was so
fascinating. So then it makes no sense as to why death is coming after them.
It's really fascinating.
Interesting.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right, so we both recommend watching Marriage Story. So for this week's streaming review, we have a suggestion from the Hetero Life Mate who wants us to watch Booksmart on Hulu.
Which I wanted to see.
I've been wanting to see this as well, so I'm very interested in getting to this.
Yeah.
Heard
a lot about it, so I'm hoping it's good. I'm hoping it's not another Lady Bird.
Right.
That's my only concern. Because the people who said...
Because every time somebody's like, this movie's great, I'm like, what were you watching?
My reason that I'm really concerned is the people I've heard this is good is also the people who said Last Black Man in San Francisco and Lady Bird were really good. And both of those, we do not see eye to eye. Oh, like, not you and I, but I do not say eye to eye with those people.
Right,
like,
but...
What do you see? So I'm hoping, but I'm not getting my hopes up too high.
Son of a bitch. All right, well, if you have anything you want to watch on Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO Go, or Disney Plus, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com. Battenhammer on Twitter, Sparking Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cran Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and
share us. Like the coronavirus? Let us infect you.
Okay. I'm gonna. I don't got nothing.
I'd like to be quarantined with you.
Oh, yeah, that was cute, right?
Quarantine and peen.
I saw the quarantine and peen.
Isolate and masturbate.
I'm gonna mask my opinion of you right now.
All right. So.
You got like five. I had one shitty one. Yes.
You got toilet paper. That's what matters.
Oh, God. Let's roll that up.
All right. So. Nerd news.
No. Sorry.
There's absolutely nothing to talk about, which makes everything to talk about.
Yeah. How about this? Nothing's going on, which is why there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, so let's start at the beginning. So the first thing was...
Someone coughed.
Bond was postponed from this summer to November, which I always thought was the better spot for Bond. It had been November for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it's not a summer movie.
And then the world stopped. So, like, a bunch of movies got pushed. Mulan and... I almost say The Last of Us 2 every time. Mulan and Quiet Place 2 have both been postponed indefinitely. Fast and Furious, which was this summer, was been postponed to next summer. It's going to be opening in May. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, they pushed it next summer.
They pushed it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's
been... I knew it was postponed. I did not know it got pushed to next summer.
Yeah, it's been completely pushed. The big thing is MLB, NBA, NHL, MLS, NASCAR, MLS. Major League Soccer.
Oh, okay.
Golf, a whole bunch of events postponed their season for minimum of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Most of them are doing 30 days.
And some of them started, all these started out as like,
NCAA let's do... canceled the NCAA tournament.
March Madness, right?
That's huge. Like 70% of their revenue.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to pay those basketball players now? You know, the ones that don't get paid.
They don't get paid and it doesn't matter. There's college kids. No one cares. I mean, they can just hurt themselves. Anyways, but all these started out, it's us, like us saying this, we're saying at the end, watching the dominoes fall.
Yeah.
Was kind of one of those, because it was, I thought it was NBA first. They started the idea like, hey, or no, it was NCAA was going to do it with no audience.
Yes. And then NBA was like, fuck it, we're canceling.
And then NCAA did.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it kept on going and going and going. And then someone's
like, concerts have been canceled all over the place.
Yep. The opera, Broadway's been closed.
Yeah.
You've seen all like the late night shows, which people call them comfort food, which makes sense because they are comfort food because it's just like a daily dose of something.
Right.
Those went from being, they were going to have like no audiences to just being not at all.
Which is super weird.
Yeah. Like, and I was telling you in a story earlier about NHK report, they were, sumo things are still going on. They don't have audience there. And the people were like genuinely freaked out because it's just so eerie.
It's so eerie. You could probably really hear like the bodies slap against each other that way. Disneyland closed.
Which is the
huge. For 30 days.
Disneyland, Disney World,
have Paris, only closed for 3 days since they've been open, which has been JFK's assassination and 9/11. So they closed for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And... I know people are like, oh, it's blown out of proportion, but these companies don't...
They're not taking this lightly.
They're not going to take this lightly. Like, could you imagine if you were on It's a Small World and you got coronavirus? Like, mm-hmm. Disney doesn't want that to happen.
No, the implications of that and then of taking care of employees and everything like that is just...
And just the amount of people that are at, you know, Disneyland. So let's say 20,000 people is cap at Disneyland, which I don't know what it is, but let's say 20,000 is cap. And one of them has it.
And they spread it.
All of a sudden, in like a week, it's everywhere.
Well, and
because people fly in to Disneyland. People drive in from other states. Yeah. Like, it's a big deal.
It is. And it's one of those, like, it's for the greater good. Because they have to do it. Because if they don't, they're aware of the idea of, like, you are creating just a transmission point.
Yes.
I mean, like, even that, like, thinking on the smaller scale, like, thinking of impact, the service industry,
mm-hmm.
restaurants, bars, stuff mm-hmm. like that, things are being closed. And I saw someone make some BS thing about, like, because E3 also got canceled. We forgot to talk about that. E3 got canceled. GDC got canceled.
Emerald City?
Yes.
Got postponed, right?
Or they say postponed.
It's currently postponed.
They're refunding it, but not the vendors.
Which is bullshit.
I agree.
South by Southwest got canceled.
Yes, it did.
E3 got canceled.
I'm waiting for
WonderCon got canceled.
I forgot WonderCon, which if WonderCon got canceled, San Diego's
eyeball fucking this thing of like,
what do we do?
Because at some point they have to make that call.
And they usually, the sooner they do it, the better, but right. It's also one of those like, again, like what you're saying, they're fucking themselves. Even them postponing it is ridiculous because there's only so much time in the year you can do things.
And
the Boston Marathon got rescheduled to September.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be April, so it's September. Yeah, and you know when you do these things, you're essentially renting out hotels, and you're like, it's not just you rent a location. Like it's a lot bigger than just a location.
You have to worry about like the idea of that. You had food vendors, you mm-hmm. had people planning on it. Like, San Diego, we talk about all the time.
Working.
San Diego Comic-Con, just using that as a microcosm of everything. a lot of those people we talk to, the bars and everything, will go into the black, as in they will make almost all their money for the year. They need to sustain just in that weekend because people blew money. That's now gone. How do businesses, no matter what,
Like, we went grocery shopping today, and it's eerie to walk down an aisle and there'd be nothing there.
Yeah. I mean, mind you, there's a lot more stuff than I think people are posting on. People post the empty aisles, but there's a lot
But there's a lot of empty. Like, we went down the macaroni and cheese aisle, and there was, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Where macaroni and cheese was, and I was like, Jesus, this is creepy.
Yeah.
You know, they're limiting sanitation supplies.
TP and...
And hand sanitizers. And
water.
Yeah. Which is... Duh.
But people, there was like that one guy who was like in Illinois, I think, or something, who like
bought. Trying to sell it.
Yeah, and I was like, you're a fucking parasite.
Yeah, I mean.
I hope you lose out on a lot of money.
It's also supply and demand, though. Yeah. Like, it's. Whatever. But, like, the marketing campaign between the Division 2 expansion has got to stop. Like, first they were like $3, and it was like, yeah, cool. And then, like, and then.
Yep. Dollar plague, bitches.
Yeah, and that's one of the things they're talking about, like, don't handle money. And
it can last for 3 days.
Lot of, like, I didn't realize how many scientists and doctors I know, but Facebook is full of them.
Yeah.
Of, like, this is just a cold. I'm like, sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure that countries shut down for just a cold, but...
Oh, you're being facetious. Yes. Okay, I got it, okay.
It might be overblown, but it's better to be, like, here's the thing,
if you overblow it,
if you wait, and then, like, late. 3 million people die, they're like, why didn't you do something earlier? Like, either way, it's a catch-22. People are going to get angry one way or the other. And if nothing happens, so this is kind of like where, and Sarah and I were talking about this, of, she lived in New Orleans, and they would get, you know, these hurricane warnings of, like, this is going to make land, get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And
people
would get the fuck out.
Oh.
And it wouldn't make land. And then we'd get another one. It's going to be worse. People would get the fuck out and it wouldn't hit land. So then they would be like, this one's going to be worse. And they were like, you cried wolf too many times. That's what made Katrina so bad, was that, like, they were like, you need to get out. And people were like, sure. And then it was all of a sudden like, oh no, we need to get out. And you couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And so you have this of like, people are going to see this as crying wolf. So if, you know, 7 years from now we have another one, are they going to be like, yeah, I'm going to change some of my habits? Or are they going to be like, eh, fuck off?
I'm really hoping that this is a wake-up call in a lot of ways. Of just, like, one is testing still hasn't gone out. We still don't have... One, we have really shitty healthcare coverage in general. We don't have the infrastructure to take care of stuff. We don't have good habits built in. There's a lot of shit that I'm like... It's this idea of, like, all of us...
I mean, look at Italy.
Yeah, yeah. They're literally locked down.
Like...
You...
There and is, it's not a third world country where it's in the middle of nowhere where you're like, well, yeah, sure. No, it's fucking Italy that has everything that we have.
Yeah. Well, it's like you look at Wuhan, which is in China. That's where it started. Is like, Wuhan's not a backwater part of that. It's actually big, really huge and industrious. They had, like, literally speakers dropped out everywhere telling people they can't go outside anymore because they were allowed once every couple days to go outside. They're not letting them go out. And, like, it's the same thing. Spain was just going to that point of just fuck.
Italy locked down. Unless you're basically emergency personnel, you can't leave your house.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, they'll let you leave if you need to go to the grocery store or whatever to get supplies or something. But, like, that country's on lockdown. Italy's on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And... I understand people are like, oh, it's just a cold, but you don't close entire countries for just a cold.
Yeah, the people who are saying it's just a cold, I'm like, it is a cold. But what if, imagine if you never had a cold? What would your body do?
Yeah. I mean, and like, we have coronavirus testing at work for animals.
For certain, but it's not.
But it's like not the 19 it's not COVID-19 strain or whatever. Yeah. So, like, we're going through it. I'm like, oh, we have, like, we've done this testing, and it's very rare to test. Like, it's not something that's a common thing. And it's like, well, I wonder what it's going to do to us. And it's like, well, this strain isn't really passable, and then the other strain. And I'm just like, Jesus, this is.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, most of the flus and viruses that we get are from animal to human transmission. So, and it makes sense.
Most of them are the same. They're just. slight changes in a strain or whatever, but it's...
It fucks you up.
Right. And I like how the flu shot, like, they just guess of what they think is going to be, which is fascinating on its own, of like, we think this one's going to be the one that goes out this year, so this is what we make the flu shot for. And sometimes they're right, but most of the time they're right, but sometimes it's like, oh, oops, we picked the wrong strain. It's like, wow. And then you see how sick people get, how long they have the flu, and this is like, this is worse than the flu.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same symptoms, and then all of a sudden you're just like bleeding out of everything.
Not
literally, but like, it you starts like, just like the flu, and you don't realize until you're on basically the third stage.
Where you're basically getting pneumonia.
Yeah.
And then you're
and your whole body's shutting down. And like the Herald Lifeman had shared a story of a dude who had it, who's like, first day was, you know, the first stage was a flu. And I was like, yeah, you know, cough and fever and whatever, like flu. And the second one was something that he had. I think it was stomach was just in ungodly amounts of pain, but he still thought it was the flu. And then the third step, he finally went to the doctor and he had pneumonia and had all this other stuff. And they were like, yeah, you're on death's door. If you hadn't come in, this would have killed you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating how close we are on the brink of just as a
society collapse.
I'm sorry, we're not a society, you know, but like we're so close to just boom. And like when Disneyland closed, I was like, this is a big deal.
Literally that morning, Disney put out a thing that they had no plan to close.
Yeah, and like 2 hours later.
6 hours, I think it was. But yeah, it was like a couple hours later. Boom, closed. And you're like, oh shit.
Because Sarah and I were talking about it. It's just like, Disneyland's still open. We're like, really? She's like, yeah. And I was like, but the mayor of Anaheim was like, no more than like 2,000 people. It's like, well, they said they're open. And it was like, and I think I took a shower, got out. I was like, Disneyland's closed. She's like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy. And so that's one of the things we've talked about on the pod is like, we have a bunch of movies that got postponed.
We have theaters that are probably possibly closed.
Yeah, we don't know what we're going to see for streaming movies, so we might start talking, which we will actually do in a minute. But we're probably going to have to bring more video game stuff in and talk. I mean, we might have to watch 2 movies for streaming to give us more to talk about. There's not going to be a whole lot for nerd news, I don't think.
I mean, it's
because everything's like
it's Corona, like
stopped.
Yeah,
and so does Final Fantasy get pushed back? But it's gone gold.
I don't think Final Fantasy
has gone gold. Does Last of Us get pushed back?
Last of Us gets
Does
pushed.
Does Tsushima get pushed back?
Yes.
Does PS5 and Xbox get pushed back? Because all that stuff is made in Japan and China.
China, man.
Mostly China. But, like, can't get in there to get your shit, to get it out of there.
No,
you have to box it up soon. You can't have your workers go to factories because they can't leave their house.
Yes.
And these factories don't just make consoles. You know, they make phones and TVs and... I mean, everything.
And then you look at just, like, this is, like, we're obviously talking about, like, a virus, but it impacts everything, even just the nerd parts. So if you think about it, is your buying dollars won't be there. We're going to be probably in another recession. We're already kind of are when you look at the stock market and stuff. But we're going to be in a recession where people are going to have to hold on to money and save money because some people are going to be losing jobs. Some people already have lost jobs. People are going to be losing or getting reduced wages. People that can work from home, that's great because it's good for them to persist, but that's not going to be everybody. And that's going to change the dynamic for corporate culture that, honestly, in my opinion, should have changed long ago anyways, of just, why don't you decentralize? Why don't you do these things? Why, if you can, why don't you? And there is never really a big push, and this is that lever. I can tell you from my personal work, we've been trying to do work from home for, like, 3 to 4 years, and we kept getting pushback. And suddenly within 2 weeks, and that's why I did not go see Onward, and not, like, as soon as I got back from, like, getting married, like, the day before I started doing work for emails, and I got sucked in immediately, and it was nonstop. And, like, within 2 weeks, we got everything greenlit, everything moved, everything going well.
But it's fascinating, and that's one of the things that I've always said, and this is a whole other side tangent, of, like, we can operate every vehicle without fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Until we get to the point where we're forced to, they're not going to.
Yes, yes.
And I guarantee once the last drop of oil, the next day I'm going to be like, guess what? It runs on happy thoughts. And they'll be like, yeah, you fucking think?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is forcing companies to be like, well, we don't want to lay off half of America because, duh.
That would fuck
that would kill us over too. What can we do? Well, a lot of these people, why do we have them come in? Well, they come in and then they do their job. And if they're at home, they're not going to do it. Where's your proof on this?
And there's so many studies that prove the opposite.
Right, right, right. That people work better, do more, are happier, and it's going to help more of society of, like, the roads are less packed. You have...
less maintenance.
Less maintenance, less accidents, less gas, less... like, the only, you're going to even have less electricity because you're not having to air condition this huge building.
You have to do
everybody's in their own home. But, like, it's a nice kick in the ass. Hopefully it doesn't affect people too much of, like, look, it's okay to change the way you think.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to change the way we do stuff. Like, I was telling someone else about the idea of the new normal is that no matter what, the normal is going to be change. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say if everything blows over in, like, 30 days, it's not going to, but let's say everything just blew away in 30 days and you're fine. We're back to normal. Back to normal is going to look very different. Like, you already have people that you have a good portion of your workforce, like, now able to work remote. Do mm-hmm. you keep that? Do you keep people right. there just as a BCP, as a business continuity plan? You have the idea of, like, you like the entertainment industry is having to scramble.
Well, everything's shut down.
Everything's shut down, but
like movies and TV shows of, like, what do you do now?
Well, and it also shows you what are some of the old, tried, and not so true now methods of, like, entertainment that aren't valuable anymore versus, like, ones like streaming wise. Like, going and buying movies, that's hard. That's not gonna probably be very likely, but streaming movies, 100%. Like, you're seeing, like, those things, upticks, obviously, people are going to probably...
Well, and like, Disney released Frozen 2 on Disney Plus 3 months early.
Yes, because they're like, we need to do something.
Yeah, which is a cool thing, and I know they released Star Wars, I think it was early, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure if it was early, but I know they released it early, or they released it on Vudu, at least. The new normal's going to change, but, like, how long before we get back to kind of... things operating again? Like, no sports for a day is whatever. No sports for a week is weird. Mm-hmm. And you're not a sports guy.
No, but it makes... my thought is this. Just think about the time slots in TV.
Yeah.
They are not filled with that. It's the same thing with late night shows. It's the same thing with any, like, talk shows. Like, 100%. I get the impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And social-wise, like, that is a community area. That's where people get to connect. That's mm-hmm. where people get to have, like, those conversations. Like, for me, like, I don't talk sports at work, but there's a ton of people that do. What are you going to talk about? Like, it sounds stupid, but it's true.
Well, I mean, you could move to something like, what was the last movie you saw? I guess it was in February at this point. You know, like, there's a lot of things that fall on the wayside, and it'll be interesting just to see how long it takes to recover and what the recovery looks like.
Yeah, like, to your questions when you're asking about the game, like, one is, I think if they haven't been pressed to gold, I think the games are going to be delayed at least a little bit. Like,
I mean, even at gold, you can delay it.
You can, but, like...
I mean, Final Fantasy is huge in Japan, which is, I know it's not China, but, like, is right there.
Yeah. Like, well, they're a level 2 when it comes to CDC.
Do you wait?
I think...
or do you just be like, fuck it?
This is the best time.
You're going to have a bunch of people at home.
Yes. Like, I think, like, capitalize the shit out of that. Like, I mean... you're going to have a bunch of people that are working from home that mm-hmm. can buy a game, that will play a game, because they're there. That's what they do now. Like,
and want something to get away.
It's just, like, fuck, man.
Like, Last of Us, which is a little too on the nose, I think. Ooh, scoozy.
And I love late that shit.
And Division was, I mean, that's really on the fucking nose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they sell it for $3, and then all of a sudden the world goes to hell.
Yeah. Fucking Ubisoft. I don't think they're going to delay 7. I think the reason I say Last of Us is going to be delayed more than anything is because they're still in crunch mode. And it is like, if you wanted a perfect excuse to delay, now is the best time.
Right.
And it's totally legitimate. And...
but I think you have to wait to see if Xbox and PlayStation delay their systems.
Well, for them...
because if you delay Last of Us too close to PS5, you're going to hurt one of them.
I think I'm really sure they're going to push the systems too.
Because I imagine they're going to push the systems.
My thought is this. You have let's say 3 months, 90 days. Let's say 3 months from now. So we're in March.
Yep.
So you have April, you have May, you have June, you have July. So you've gotten pretty much 4 months. Well, I'm going to say March is kind of already over.
Right. Okay.
It really is. But like, so the idea is you're going to be in the middle of near end of summer.
I like how we say the 15th of March is over.
Yeah. Well, that's what
we're not even halfway through the month, but we're March, like, yeah, it's March over.
But you have roughly about, you'll be in the midst of summer.
Yeah.
Usually that's the point when they start, like, ramping up and get everything production value-wise, getting everything ready so they can be ready to launch a fucking system for November, like,
which are millions of units they have to get.
Yes, and they have to build them, they have to ship them, they have to get everything all, like, everything's
ready. You have to test and make sure that that build unit is finalized and ready to go.
Usually, like, I think they usually have them start shipping and try to be ready, like, I think about 2-3 months before. Because they have to get everything over, get everything embargoed-wise, get everything, like, they have to do all that shit. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to make it, and if they can't make a solid window before Black Friday, they're not going to do it. At least in the United States. Like, they just won't.
But the United States is the biggest market for
consoles. That's why I was like, if they can't make it, I don't think they will do it.
Man, it'd be so... It would be interesting if these consoles got pushed back because of this.
Yeah.
Because, again, these factories are not just making Microsoft and Nintendo and Sony consoles. They're making cell phones. They're making cell phones, and a lot of the stuff that they're using in these consoles are used in cell phones.
Or they can be used for other stuff like that, so they might shift production-wise. It's the same thing, like, when you didn't see a lot of masks coming out here, is a lot of the masks and other stuff is produced in China. They're going to keep the supply where the demand was most needed and not send it out. I'm sure they sent stuff out still, but, I mean, like, they funneled where it was needed. Are they going to spend time and money making, like, entertainment products or life-saving
products? Right, right.
So, I mean, like, that's... I know there are different factories and stuff, but, yes, it's... I think they're going to push it back. Like, I think we're going to see it... Like, if they push Fast and Furious, I know it sounds silly, but if they're pushing that to next year, I think it's very likely we're going to see other stuff be pushed a year.
I mean, I would say Disneyland is more the... I think that's the big precursor. Like, Disney NCAA canceling the tournament.
There's no way to really recoup that.
No, they're, like, postponing. I could see them maybe having May Madness, which would be really weird because a lot of the kids have graduated or whatever, but, like, you might be able to make that work. Canceling the entire thing, which is, like, 70% of their revenue.
It's, what is it? SEC? NCAA. No, I was thinking for, like, E3.
ESA.
ESA. That is also, that's like, 75?
It's like 60% of their revenue. It's
a fucking majority.
Yeah. So E3 is going to change from this point forward.
Yep. Yeah. But like you're saying, just like, they don't know what, like, next year if we have an E3. Is it going to be all virtual? I mean, for us people that don't go there, nothing's going to change, really. We're still going to get, I'm sure we're still going
to
get it out.
I would rather E3 change to be a consumer con, essentially. Like, E3 has always been for the developers and then the press and then the people.
Yeah.
And with digital stuff, you don't need to go to an area anymore. You don't have to do that. You can...
But for sports, I just thought something really fucked up, and it's the poor kids that are probably trying to... Because I'm sure, like, March Madness and stuff like that is a good way. Like,
there are a lot of people that
get, like, drafted and stuff
into the NBA. Because of how they perform in the tournaments.
Gonna... Pretty much lose out their opportunity.
They've lost that opportunity. That's
fucked up.
It's just fascinating of what's happening right now and how long it's going to be this way and what the long term ramifications of this virus is going to be.
I mean, that, and, like, to your point of the Cried Wolf thing, like, one, I think we're past the Cried Wolf point. We just haven't really felt the pinch yet. We will. Like, Seattle is. Fucking Seattle's hitting it hard.
Yeah, because they've had people die there. So people are realizing, like, oh, it's actual real. We're like,
and it will,
here in Arizona, people don't care yet. Because they haven't, it hasn't impacted them. Yeah. So it's still a hoax and it's not real.
But, I mean, like, then it, like, sets the point of what's the next one look like. Because there's always going to be another thing. But this is constantly changing, how do you approach the next
one? I mean, kind of shit? This year we've had basically a continent...
On fire.
A continent on fire.
For over...
200 days, wasn't it? Something stupid? It was a long time it was on fire.
So it had to start last year.
I can't remember where it started.
But it's... I mean,
it was 84 days the first time.
It's a long fucking time.
It had been on fire for a long ass time. And you've got this virus which has popped out... trying to kill people. Like, the earth is trying to get rid of its sickness.
Mm-hmm. It's not down with that.
No. If you've seen The Matrix, human beings are a virus.
Mm-hmm.
We are the cure. Like,
okay. Hugo Weaving.
I just... We wonder how much, if any, our child is going to remember of this. You know, of, like...
Yeah.
Her school hasn't been canceled yet. We've had a bunch of schools around. Her school's still good to go. It'll get canceled.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is, like, well, not even funny. That's kind of fucked up as well, but I have a friend who works at a low-income school, and families are trying to push them to cancel school, and they're pushing back saying, like, most of your kids depend on us for breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner. So we cancel. How are we going to feed your kids? Who's going to look after your kids? How do you go to work with that? And, like, they're pushing hard back, saying, like, no, we need to figure out something. And I saw another report of some other one. Like, you don't... Those are things people don't think about. There's infrastructure for these things, and we depend on that. And they're... That's but, horrible. Like, trying to get that rationale to people.
Right.
They're like, we'll close it. Just close it. And other people are like, don't close it and keep open. It's like, well, there is a balance between the two of just having good caution, but how do you make sure you still take care of the kids?
And I'm having horrible allergies right now. And
yeah.
Just like
every person
looks. Yeah, look, like, are you dying or what's going on here? And it's like, no, they're just allergies. Yeah. I already know they're allergies. I know what my allergies feel like. These are allergies. But you also are like, is it allergies? You get to a point of like, well, I did once go to the gas station.
Well, and you hear a person cough or sneeze, and you kind of go,
Yeah. So it'll be fascinating to see where we go from here and how long it takes to kind of recover from it.
Yeah.
So that was the nerd news. What we should have done is started with what have you been playing? Because we're going to be talking about this a lot, I imagine.
I need to play stuff. I've been playing work. 12, 14-hour days. I'm kind of exhausted. That's why I literally came over to game night last night and I opened a beer immediately. And I'm like, nope, I deserve this. Fuck this shit. I really haven't played too much. I've been watching a lot more.
Okay.
But it's a lot of not... Like, I started up Altered Carbon again from the season one because I want to catch up again. I really liked it. Also doing The Expanse again through, because that's like my comfort food. I've watched enough, but I just like the way it looks.
We sat down the other day and we're going to watch something. We were like, what do we want to watch? And we're on Hulu and I scroll past Lost and I was like, man, I want to watch Lost. And she's like, I can watch Lost again. I was like,
it's going to start.
And I hit play and I was like, no, because it was on Hulu with ads. And I'm like, I need to check and see if it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, from time to time it's on there, and I'm like, if it's on Netflix, we're watching on Netflix without ads, because I can't deal with ads.
No, fuck it, man. Fuck that shit. But yeah, I've been watching a lot. Been playing a lot on my phone. I've been kind of doing the board game thing, obviously. I've been playing through Terraforming Mars a lot, and I've been playing a lot through Sentinels, because I miss playing the board games of those. Then they're, one's really a pain in the ass to teach, the other one's a pain in the ass to carry around, so it's good to do them in the pocket. Other than that, I haven't really figured out. I played Plagtale Innocence the demo, and I might pick it up if it goes on sale, and I know you're mentioning it was still $50. It's a cool kind of,
that's too much
for stealth that game. For my interest in it, yes.
That should be like a $29.99.
I feel like, and I know that's very judgmental wise, but for my interest level, it's not something I'm that big into.
Right.
I'm playing Final Fantasy VII the remaster. Yeah, the remaster. And I just got past Rocket Town, and I got the tiny Bronco and Wutai. So I'm kind of excited because I want to beat through that, so I'm ready.
Right.
That's about it, though. What about you?
I'm still very slowly going through Fallen Order. Mm. I can't... It's very much like Tomb Raider, but Shadow of the Tomb Raider, where I'll turn it on, I'll go from one meditation point to the next meditation point and be like, okay, I've had enough. Like, I don't have this drive to want to play it anymore or play it longer, especially where I'm like, I know I'm blocking you motherfuckers, and or they do their little red move and you move out of the way.
This all hits you.
And you try to hit them and he's like, you want me to swing at this wall on the other side of the room? And you're like, sure thing, buddy, just do whatever you're gonna do.
I have to admit, I don't think I'm hit as hard by that because I played it on easy mode. But if I were playing in normal, that would probably piss me the fuck off.
It's fine. I know we were talking about it last night with somebody that loved it, and I was like, I can't...
Yeah.
I can't get behind the love on it. It's fine.
I like it when you go back to Dathomir and you're, like, finally finishing off Dathomir.
I think I'm finishing off Dathomir.
That's... probably where I started liking it the most, but that's because of just general, there's more character interactions and stuff.
Well, I have my own lightsaber now.
Yeah.
So there's a cool ass move when you have your own lightsaber.
Yeah.
That takes off like 60% of the health, it feels like. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Now. But I just, it's fine.
Yeah.
And that's all I've been playing, unfortunately. Like, I haven't really turned on anything else. I've got a bunch of stuff to play.
Yeah.
And then I've got a bunch of stuff to catch up on. I would like to finish and get the platinum on Last of Us, the remaster, before Last of Us comes out.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get the platinum on Final Fantasy VII before Final Fantasy VII comes out. But we'll see.
I think I really want to play Days Gone, and I really want to play Death Stranding.
Days Gone is like $20, and Days Gone is worth the $20.
This is all nerd stuff, but someone was talking about the idea of one of the changes Kotaku, I think, did, where they said something about reviews, how they were giving, or it was IGN, or maybe it was IGN or Kotaku, but they're talking about the idea of how they will give people time off after they review games, because they're realizing they were not treating game to play time for reviews as work. Which was causing...
What?
Or something... There was, like... It's... Read the article, I'll find it, and I can post it.
Wow! That's bullshit, because, like, but a lot of these games, you're spending 40, 50, 60 hours on.
Yeah, and it... Well, and I think maybe it's the expectation, like, the societal expectations, like, hey, you finished a game, you should still come into work. But they're talking about the idea of giving people PTO or help balancing it out to try to get better work-life balance, because they find that that causes a lot of people to get frustration towards the game, which comes out in the review. And
because
Greg,
you're forced to play the game instead of wanting to play the game.
Greg talked about a lot with Days Gone. He's like, when I played through it, I had to play through it. Like, I was trying to knock stuff out, but he's like, it was getting exhausting. I was getting frustrated. And the little things there that may not bug me if I'm just playing the game for the fuck of it, hit you like a fucking freight train when you have to hit it constantly over and over.
There
and
are little things in the game that still bother the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Of like, he's driving along, he's listening to radio things, and he's yelling at the dude, like, talking to himself, but yelling at the guy, and he's like, yelling at the dude, and these freakers are moved by sound. Or they can see you too, but like, they're attracted by sound. So, like, why would he be going through the forest yelling of, like, why would you do this, you fucking asshole? And I'm like, this... It's immersion breaking a little bit of, like...
Yeah.
I could see him talking to himself, and it would have been such a cool thing, especially since it's a first-party game, to have him talking to himself, and it comes out of the speaker in the hand, in the headset. Or the handset. And so it's lower, and he's like, why would you do this? This is stupid. And so he's still going about his things, but he's talking to himself. Like, that would have been way better than
that
yelling
at himself.
That would
have been cool, actually, too.
Yeah,
especially. Too bad.
I don't develop games.
Yeah.
Only had ideas.
Yeah, let's go. Great. It'd be fun.
Take it. Latino review.
You know what? Gotta fucking remember Latino review. But yeah, I thought that was fascinating, because it's made me want to go back to both of those games. Plus, I think Death Stranding is really fascinating, because it's all about making connections.
I want to get to Death Stranding. If it gets to $20, I'll probably pick it up at some point. But like, by the time it's $20, Last of Us, Final Fantasy, and Tsushima, in theory, will be out.
Also,
Doom is still coming out.
Oh, fuck. I really want to play it, because I hear good things about it.
Like.
And then there's also Persona 5 Royal.
Eh.
Or Royal. It's not Royal.
Is it Royal?
It's Royal, not Royal.
Is it Royal? Doesn't it end with an E, though?
No.
Oh, it's just Royal? Okay.
Yeah, I kept on saying Royale, but it's Royal. And then I bought, for Jackie for her birthday, she won't listen, so that's fine. But I got her, what is it? Animal Crossing, because I'm like, I'm going to lose her hardcore. She just got Ori and the Blind Forest, and she beat it already, the second one. Fucking woman.
Yeah, Animal Crossing, you're going to lose her for a long time.
It's okay, it just means I have alone time.
Pretty much.
So that's why I was like, I need to go find the next game.
Yeah, I had fun playing Days Gone. It's not great, but it's Mad Max good.
That is exactly what you said, and I'm like, I had a lot of fucking fun with Mad Max.
Where you're like,
more often than I should have.
Yes, the fun outweighs the flaws of Mad Max. Where if you sat down and you were like, if you weren't having fun with Mad Max, you could see a lot of the warts.
Yeah,
but since you're having fun...
And they're on that one guy's face.
Yeah, you're like, this is fun. I don't care.
Yeah.
I've just glitched through a wall. Whatever.
I was just like fucking driving that car, which is weird. That mechanic was way more fun. I also really want to do the Shadows of Mordor games, because I never got around to play them.
I have Shadow of Mordor on disc.
Do you really?
Yeah.
The first one?
No. Yeah.
I have actually borrow that.
No, I have
Shadows of War, which is the second one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. First one on disc too.
I might have to borrow it if I go play through the first one, because I know that goes on sale. And I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot more sales coming up soon.
Oh yeah, I imagine they're going to do something to.
Oh, didn't the Xbox Live go like didn't it like go down for a day or something like that? Like, I don't know. That is like they covered like the state of emergency and like that. I saw an alert and saying like at least for a part of a day or something. It was like worst time for it to go down, and it was like, oh, shit. Whoa.
No, I didn't even notice that at all.
Because we didn't turn our Xboxes on.
Yeah, but all right. So we're gonna go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by you.
Yes, I wanted to know who was your favorite married couple from movies.
We got an answer from TK, and you went with Carl and Ellie from Up. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That's really good.
That's really good, especially because they have such a great relationship, and they don't talk much, you know?
Within the first, 5-10 minutes, a better love story than most any movie.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and you're like, and it's one of those movies where it's very similar to A Quiet Place, where it starts with something that grabs your attention.
Yes.
I mean, it's obviously not the same way, but it starts with something that grabs your attention, and that was a really good one. I went with the, and I can't think of their names, unfortunately, but the parents from Easy A.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley Tucci and whoever the other.
Fucking
but they
Stanley
were
Tucci.
So fun with their kids.
And chill.
And,
oh, is that the one kid was adopted? It was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Friendly parents, and like, they were good people that were parents, and they were like, look, we're your parents, but we still care about you. Like, we're not gonna be assholes to you. Like, I really liked how they portrayed their relationship.
Yeah.
On screen.
No, I love Easy A. Like, Easy A is a lot more fun than it should be.
Yes. Remember when Emma Stone was an actress?
Is she not an actress anymore?
The last thing she was in was
Zombieland 2.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I was thinking of La La Land, but yeah. All she was in Zombieland, which was like a month ago.
Yep. It was like when we were saying we haven't seen Ellen Page in a while, and we're like, oh, that's in Umbrella Academy. And we're like, yeah, but besides that.
Wow. Time is so different when you're old. Jesus Christ. All right, what about you, buddy? What's yours?
Mine is. This is kind of dumb, but it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
I love that movie more than I should. Like,
yeah.
I've been watching, it's like that and Sahara. They're movies that are, I like Sahara a lot, but I'm like, they're not great movies. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is a lot of fucking fun to watch, but it is also really entertaining because I like to go deep too much into it. Just the idea of like, you see people that meet each other and they meet each other as like, hey, this is who you are. This is who I am. And then marriage, it totally changes. And there's like, plus there's a lot of fun fucking action. And it's...
It was good. I'm very surprised there wasn't a sequel.
I am too, and I think it's more probably due to their relationship, like, outside of the thing.
But they were together for years.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I am surprised there wasn't a sequel.
I really like that movie, though.
Yeah,
we watched
fun,
it again recently.
I've forgotten about it almost. Like,
yeah.
It's been long enough to where I could watch it again and be pretty much brand new.
We watched it again, and it was fun. But they're probably one of my favorites, because I think about that all the time, and it's just stupid.
No, that's a good answer. So for this week's pod question... We're going to keep it on brand here. I want to know, what is your favorite outbreak, infection, type of movie?
Yeah. This is going to be fun. Are you going to limit? Does it have to be realistic-ish? Or can it be like zombies? Or
I don't want zombies. Zombies are stupid.
Okay. So it does limit it a bit. Just want to make sure.
It does limit it a bit to basically...
Like one movie? Four movies?
No, because... Ooh, damn, I just thought of a different one. Damn, wow. Let's try to stay away from zombies. If you can't think of anything but zombies, well, I'll
keep it as, zombies. Like, closer-ish to, like,
keep
realist.
It to, as real as possible, I suppose.
Yeah, I got three now.
Let us know your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, spreadingthegeek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at @TartoSkippy.
I'm at @CrankKalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and that's about it.
Some Monday mornings.
Yes, on some Monday mornings, maybe this Monday morning. I would like also to mention that
Should I just set it to Tuesdays?
No, because then I'll push to Wednesdays.
But at least I'll see you on Mondays and be like, hey, did you hit post? So, like, I don't find out midway through the day.
Something I wanted to point out, I was thinking about it this past week, because it was just like relaxing and doing everything after the wedding and just be like, hey, fuck everything. I've been in a car accident. You have been in a car accident. You have given birth to your child.
Well, Sarah has.
I won't. I mean, yeah, like you went. The birth of your child happened.
Yes.
I went through a big messy breakup. Got to meet a new person. And now I've gotten married all on a podcast, and it just kind of makes me smile.
Oh,
and then I was going to say, also, the end of the world kind of happens, but not really.
It's I've just, purchased two houses. You've purchased a house. One.
It's just kind of like, I was like, oh, out of the amount of shit that we've been on going, I'm like, there's a lot of shit going on. That's what's like, hey.
I would say what's next, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. As things begin, things end.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you want me to do this?
Maybe not now?
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know. Okay. Yeah. All right. But
Doug will understand.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
But that's
Doug
because he's
oh, by the way, a life mate. I do want to say also for Doug, thank you for getting me out of the BJ wedding because he got much better taglines.
I don't. You were happy and you were like, I convinced her to let us do the BJ wedding. I was like.
I know. I can see the face.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 348 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So we're Sprague and Zay Geek. I'm Pat.
And I'm Amber.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.